Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
It is time for the trending report. Check this out. There is a woman working at the People magazine. It's a staffer named Rachel McSomething or other, and she has made it her mission to make Jack Black the next sexiest man alive. You okay. Guys down? Okay.
No. Wait, Katie, no.
Okay.
No.
I just said okay. I was just absorbing the story.
She says this man is a triple threat. He can sing, he can dance, he can act. He is a devoted family man. He's awesome to his fans. He does a ton of charity work. He's nice to the paparazzi, which is strange.
I know.
I was watching a couple videos of Jack Black yesterday just being nice to the popo, talking to him, cracking jokes with him, and then getting in his car and driving off. I'm like, that's the attitude you got to have with those folks.
Yeah. Well, and also, he is just super, super funny. And
he's funny.
Like, women will fall for that. And wasn't it this past weekend he was on SNL, I think? Like,
that's
just
right.
Recent. And so he had a bit where they were like, everybody was trying to one-up each other. And every time they did, they made a face at the camera where they were just like, dun, dun, you know, and it was so funny. And his faces were the best. Like, everybody in the skit with him in the scene was trying so hard to control their laughter because it was just so hard to get
through. He's one of my favorites.
And when you make people laugh like that, that instantly makes you sexy. So
he's not a bad looking guy either. I mean,
he's
a little fluffy and he's got all that facial hair.
The beard.
But he's not a bad looking guy.
Maybe he trims the beard and we could get him on the cover. I'm down for it. You know, Josh is not.
Why not? You know what? It's time for something different.
I don't care. You guys can say whatever you want. Yeah.
It's time for something different. Let's give the short, pudgy guys a chance.
Yeah.
Versus John Krasinski, the last one.
Yeah, you know what? I haven't really agreed with the last couple people Sexiest Man Alive.
Yeah.
I mean, not that I didn't agree, because they all were very, very sexy, but they weren't my pick, right?
Right.
So this one I'd probably get behind the more we talk about it.
Something different.
Why not?
Let's do it. Speaking of sexy, 53-year-old Walter Goggins, who we talked about yesterday, the dude in White Lotus and multiple other big TV shows, is very aware of his female fan base right now. I would imagine that he's might be picked for People's Next Sexiest Man Alive. But anyway, there's a group of ladies now that is following Walton around and just gushing over him, and they've got nicknames now. Goggins Girlies. He's got a little group of Goggins Girlies who are all about this guy. He was on some sort of podcast talking about it. And again, not your traditional good-looking guy, but just something a little different, I think.
It's one of those people that grows on you, like, throughout the show.
Seriously,
like, there's female actors that I've seen that, like, you see them right off the bat, and you're like, meh.
Yeah.
But then throughout, you know, by the end of the movie, you're like, yeah, actually, I like her.
He plays a lot of weird characters, especially if you're watching The Righteous Gemstones, and he's been in a few other where he's just a weird character. And then to see him as himself, he's actually pretty darn cool. He's got those shirts that he unbuttons like four buttons down, and he's tan and he's ripped. And I just watched a video on him. It was Architectural Digest, believe it or not. It was their YouTube channel. They went to his house and they gave him a tour of his house, and he was so cool and he had so many cool things at his house. I might turn into a Goggins girly.
I know him. He's on The Unicorn.
He is on that too.
I was like, what TV show do I know him from? And I was trying to do a little research. That's it. It's The Unicorn.
Yeah.
And he's so fun. He's so
good.
Again,
you just realize like, oh my God, this guy has been in a ton of stuff.
He was in Django, yeah.
Yeah,
and
he was in
like
a lot of stuff.
Guy.
Yeah.
Look him up in The Righteous Gemstones. You won't even recognize him. Anything else I want to tell you? They are now officially posting warning signs outside all the Minecraft movie screenings that you need to behave. Don't throw things. Don't act
wear white.
Don't act like a jackass while you're watching the movie.
I can't believe they're doing that. Like that. As a mom, I think I'd stand up in the middle of the theater and be like, hey, stop it right
now.
You
would get pelted with so many milk duds.
I'd tackle somebody. I'd be like, you don't think I'd go toe to
toe? I am a mom.
Exactly.
I am a mom. You settle down.
And as a mom,
you'd be covered in Dr. Pepper.
I wouldn't care.
The worst thing.
And then one final thing, this video's gone viral this morning. Ryan Seacrest fell down on Wheel of Fortune.
Oh, no.
He was talking about some sort of big cheese festival, and he had a big round thing of cheese, and he gave it a roll across the floor and then went running after it, and then he wiped out. He completely fell down. It's hard to tell if it was on purpose or if it was an actual accident. It looked a little staged to me, but I guess it's really taken off on the social this morning, and everyone's like, oh my God, is Ryan Seacrest okay? He fell down on cheese.
It's funny, like, Ryan Seacrest cares so much about his appearance. It's hard for me to believe he would do that.
Yeah.
You know, without, like, I think it would be, I don't think he'd do it just to fool
you
us.
You think it was an actual trip on the cheese?
I do. I think that,
he'd be tripping on cheese.
He cares too much about what he stands for to just be, like, falling all
over
the place.
Well, he wasn't standing. He fell down.
He is such a pretty boy, isn't
he? He is.
All right, what's trending locally? I guess there's a coaching thing going on or something. I heard a little bit about it yesterday.
Denver Nuggets former head coach Mike Malone. Yeah, he gone. This broke yesterday. Josh actually texted us and was like, holy,
he dropped an F word in there.
But it's surprising news. I mean, that's the thing. You look on any social media platform and Nuggets fans are perplexed as to why this happened 3 games before the playoffs. The winningest coach in franchise history brought us to a chance. I mean, there's so many things that I can say right now.
He's got a lot of attaboys.
He does.
Even me, the non-sports fan, was looking at his attaboys.
Sure,
and I was like, you know, he's been pretty good for this team in this city.
He won a championship 2 years ago.
Yeah.
Like, that's something
that
shouldn't be fired within the next 2 years, but I mean, I guess it happens.
Do you think something behind the scenes is going on?
We're not sure. We're not sure what's actually going on, but the fact that the GM, Calvin Booth, was booted with him, I mean, it was a big, big day for Nuggets fans to be like, what is happening?
It's a Red Tuesday.
I had a hard time sleeping last night. I was so wound up.
No, I really was, though.
I bet you were.
It reminded me so much of when they let go of George Karl. When the Nuggets
winning coach of the year.
When the Nuggets fired George Karl, I was beside myself. Like, I wanted to send him a message. Like, be like, I'm so sorry, coach. I'll always love you. And that's the thing. So when I was working at a sports station in town like 15 years ago, they would do Conoco player appearances where Nuggets players would come out to the Conoco gas stations and sign autographs and everything. And I was the MC.
You know you've
of
made
those.
It win.
Well, no, I was the person on the mic getting the crowd pumped up and everything. And Coach Karl...
Pumped at the pump.
Yes, you get it. But Coach Karl was one of the people who come out and sign autographs. And so he knew my name. And there was one time he was leaving the gas station and his jug of milk was dripping. And I was like, Coach, your milk's dripping. And he looked at me. He's like, nah, Katie, that's just condensation. And I was like, okay,
cool. Thanks, Kathy.
I know, right?
Thanks, Kathy.
Thanks, Kathy.
Thanks, Karen.
But I just felt like such a connection to him. So when they let him go, it felt personal. And I don't
know
to
say. That is quite the connection that you told somebody that their milk was dripping.
You carry that with you
for the rest of your life.
Your lifelong friend.
Like, you guys are basically besties. You should invite him to your wedding.
I think about that. Like,
well, was
weekly.
It condensation or was it actual
was.
Milk?
No, his milk was not leaking. It was condensation.
Who buys milk at the gas station?
I know. Well, he's rolling large, right?
Who buys milk
he's
at the gas
large.
Station?
But, yeah, so I think Coach Malone, it's just like everybody feels like he's their friend. And to see him go, it's just very, very sad. So
it's very strange, especially with just 3 games left. It sounded like they were going to get rid of him anyway at the end of the season.
But you wait till the end.
Like, this is pretty shocking. And the only thing that came to my mind is we're all disposable.
Oh, yeah.
No matter how good you are, how great you are, high level like that, we're all disposable. No matter what job you're in, boom, you can be gone the next day.
That's exactly what I thought.
That's your big takeaway.
It doesn't matter how good you do at your job. Someone can always come in.
That's why it's important to have that backup plan, maybe consider a side hustle.
Yeah.
Just always be thinking because you never know.
Exactly. You don't know what road life's going to take.
No.
But
that new guy, though, they got filling in now, the little bald guy.
David Adelman.
Yeah,
he looks terrified.
He's a smart dude, man. He's the guy that when...
I saw some video of him. He looks like he's standing in front
happening?
Of a semi-truck.
No, he's been the head coach before because when Malone's been sick or whatever, on vacation or whatever, he's taken over and he's been the interim head coach when Malone has been absent. And
I feel like
he's done a good job.
Different though.
He's got 3 games. He knows he's on
title.
A very short leash.
Yeah.
He's not. Yeah, he's like I got nothing to worry about.
This is great.
And then thinking, is he actually going to get the
he
role?
He looks terrified.
We'll have to see moving All forward.
Right.
But one of the stories that's tied to it, you'll remember after the Nuggets got their championship, Coach Malone got a tattoo of Maxi Minor. So there's a story on TMZ this morning that was like, will Coach regret his tattoo? Now, hopefully. hopefully he keeps it because it was such a huge moment, right?
It's championship,
his first championship.
Yeah.
Of course, he's going to remember his time with the team fondly, hopefully. But the tattoo artist who gave him his tattoo has come out and said, hey, coach, if you need me to cover it up, I will. Here's my number. So he's reached out to Coach Malone and said, just in case you rethink that tattoo,
cute,
I'm here. Another thing that we want to talk about, I mentioned Coach George Karl. Did you see what he tweeted right after all this went down?
I saw a couple things he tweeted. Which one are you referring to?
He said, don't buy milk at a gas station.
That's what it was.
That was the first thing I saw him tweet out.
No, he just tweeted an emoji. The same emoji that I put in my stories of the surprised, what the heck just happened? Like, even he was taken aback by all of this news and Mike Malone leaving.
Well, players around the league tweeted about it, too.
Yeah.
I mean, they were like, why? It's tied for the latest firing in NBA history.
Yeah.
And that, it just doesn't make any sense. But, you know, sometimes people in the... the higher ups, they make decisions and they just go with it.
I didn't tweet about it.
You didn't?
Jeremy?
No. Jeremy, everybody was.
You missed your mark.
Darn it.
Dang it.
Darn it.
Is it too late to now? I saw something, though, in the NBA, if you look back to 2017, and Jared, this is the last sports data.
Thank God.
Back to 2017,
his eyes
six
are glazing
of those head coaches are no longer with the teams they won championships with, which is crazy to think of that.
That's so crazy.
All right, let's talk about something good.
Do you know the other crazy news yesterday?
What?
Mulch is $2 a bag at Home Depot.
No way.
I was like, yeah, let's go!
Oh,
let's
dear.
Go! Spring is here.
Let's mow!
Let's mow! $2 a bag right now at Home Depot.
Well, hey, you're going to have plenty of money to go buy that mulch if you check out the Great Colorado Payback.
Yeah?
Yeah, well, this is the government agency that takes all the taxes that people haven't collected that they are owed from the state, and other things, too. Like, if a company owes you a deposit back and you don't get it, they put it into this fund, and then you have to go collect it from the Great Colorado Payback. So after tax season is just about to wrap up here, they're like, well, now we've got even more money to give out.
Right.
The state has $8 million to give for the Great Colorado Payback.
$8
million? So $8 million is what they have right now. So get to their website, the Great Colorado Payback.
That's not that much for each person.
All you have to do, well, that not everybody gets money.
Oh.
I'm just saying if you're owed money,
you can go to this website.
Put in your name, that's all it takes, and it'll bring up a list of people that are owed money. So you can.
What happens if they don't claim it? Where does it go?
Well, it stays in here for a while. I think this is where it stays for quite some time until that person passes away. So I don't think there's a date as far as when they just eliminate it from the payback. You just have to make sure you go check and see if you're owed some money.
I'm going to look right now.
Yeah, go
see. I highly doubt it.
This is actually a really fun documentary that was produced over the summer about the first man to paraglide across Colorado. Okay.
Yeah.
His name is Peter Thompson. He's also known as Wingman. And what he did is he actually flew across the entire state. He tried to do it twice before he was actually allowed to, or able to complete it. But the weather kind of threw a wrench in his plans those first couple times. But then in August, he was able to fly across the entire state. It was recorded. And now I think on April 15th, April 15th is when it's going to be available on many television providers, platforms like Amazon Instant, Apple TV, Google Play, and so you can find it there starting April 15th. But this looks like a really neat documentary.
I saw some video of this. It looks pretty intense. Woo! This guy is zipping all around the sky.
Across the mountains.
What a weirdo.
I mean, well, and if you think about
who says, I'm going to do this?
Yeah, well, there's a lot of people in this state who are adventure seekers. They are adrenaline pushers, and he's one of them. He actually had to hike, like, miles just to find a push-off spot sometimes. So they document all of this, and it is so neat. I cannot wait until it comes out. But, yeah, April 15th again, and it's called Wingman.
He's got a go-to brag for the rest of his life.
He sure does. I paraglided across Colorado. Pretty sure he's the only one who can say that.
I wonder what put that bee in his bonnet. Like, you just wake up one day and you go, yeah, I think I want to fly across this entire state.
I know. Like,
how does he do it on the Eastern Plains?
I don't think he went across the Eastern Plains. I think they said he
went top to bottom?
He did, yeah. So he went across.
Instead of side to side?
Instead of side to side.
Top to bottom.
He went across the entire mountain range. So
top to bottom is a better choice.
Top to bottom.
I'd be more impressed if he went side to side, though.
No, he went from Durango up to Wyoming. Is where he went.
Just
so he started in Durango.
He missed like half the state then.
No, Durango's southeast corner. I mean, that's right
there.
You
gotta
start
at the bottom and go all the way up to the top.
He did. Four Corners is Durango. That's the bottom. No, I've been there. That's the bottom.
You got to start. That's not the bottom, though.
Durango's
it's
the
bottom.
It's close
to the bottom.
Durango is the bottom.
I think you can go more bottom.
I don't know how much more bottom you can get than Durango. Like,
you got to start at the Four Corners.
But I, you
that's
know,
in
Durango's
though.
Like right there. Like,
let
Durango
me look it up.
Is essentially
I gotta look it up.
Four Corners. It's just
stop
like,
yelling at me.
Okay.
The
I'm
song
sorry.
In my head right now is just started from the bottom. Now we're here.
No,
you guys
there's more.
Arguing that whole time.
There's way more land.
You know who started from the bottom?
There's
recently
way more.
His...
It's no. He's not even close to the Four Corners in Durango.
He
not
is
even
too.
Close.
Yes, he is.
Not a chance.
Oh my gosh.
Are you discrediting Jeremy?
I know.
Because he didn't do the whole state.
He did. Well, why don't you go
Durango
do it?
From to the Four Corners is another 85 miles. It's another hour and a half.
No.
Well, yeah,
right
what
here
do you mean,
on the
no.
maps. Look
no,
at it.
No.
It's an hour and a half away from the Four Corners.
Hold. But you're looking at he's from
he didn't
the
do
south.
The entire state.
You're
then.
Looking Four Corners is to the east there. Like from the Four Corners, yes, but
well, still
he
if
is
you go
south.
Durango
how far is
if
it
you go
from Durango,
Durango
to
south
the state
to
line?
The state line?
It's got
to
be like 20 miles.
Not
if that.
Even.
Not even 20 miles.
Look at us yelling about this guy's journey.
What is happening?
It's his hang gliding
or
journey.
Josh is
okay,
like,
let's
why
say...
are you screaming at each other?
Because there's not really a town right there.
It's the reservation area.
Yeah. It's got to be like 15 miles if that.
I don't think
come
so.
Come on.
It's the Southern Ute Reservation. That's where it is.
Maps are hard. Okay, we're just
no,
going
to
say
trying
it's
to put
about
a pin
15
in it.
Miles.
It is... 22 miles
yeah,
and
nothing.
30 minutes. So he's got another 30 minutes to the border of the state.
That is
so
nothing.
So you can't claim
no.
that you've done the entire state
and
if you start in Durango.
30 minutes
I'm
is
calling
the,
BS on this guy.
The hairpin curves that you're taking through the mountains. Like the mountain.
But
of
if you're
distance,
going border to border.
You're really going to call him out for 22 miles when this man paraglided across Colorado.
Well, he didn't do it across
he
Colorado.
He missed 30
to,
miles of
he
it.
He went up to Wyoming. Maybe
you can't
he
do
may,
it.
Maybe he went 20 miles into Wyoming. To make up for it. You don't know.
No, because that's
he
20 miles
Wyoming.
Into Wyoming.
That's Wyoming. That doesn't count.
That's not
still.
Colorado.
Okay.
I'm pissed.
Gosh.
I'm pissed at this guy right
I
now.
I didn't realize you guys were the paraglider.
And don't forget,
police.
Durango is an hour and a half from the Four Corners, Katie.
I will never
so
forget that.
So adamant about, no, Durango
Jeremy.
Is the Four Corners.
Fine, whatever. Can I say something about Big Lots reopening?
I wish you would.
Just because we said that we were going to mention how they closed a bunch of stores leading up to the new year. And now the company that owned Variety Wholesalers, they're going to reopen over 200 Big Lots stores as part of a deal that they made last year. 9 stores in 6 states will open tomorrow.
Oh, good.
And then they're going to have a second wave. It looks like that's the one Colorado is in, where roughly 55 more stores will be reopened. So Big Lots getting a resurgence.
Yeah.
I thought they closed in like 07.
Good.
No,
it was like
in
the past
last year. Yeah, huh. Last year. They finally, they were starting to close, though. You're right.
They closed
like,
forever ago.
Yeah,
the ones
they really shut
them
down last year.
Yeah. Yeah.
They've always got good like holiday decorations and stuff.
They do, and furniture.
And occasionally He-Man toys for people who are into that
really?
Weird stuff, that dorky stuff. So dorks.
Do they actually have a toy
biggest
section there?
Dorks.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, the only dorks go there to look for that stuff. Oh, it's so dorky.